Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Yes, I am your host, and you have tuned into I Am Royalty Radio Lunch and Brunch Hour. Hallelujah. Yes, this is something new that God told me. I know I normally don't come on Tuesdays, but the Lord told me to do a lunch and brunch hour on Tuesdays. And I might go on every other day of this week. Hallelujah. This will be the week that we'll begin to hear a word from God, listen to music, callers are going to call in and talk about, you know, laying there petitioning before the Lord, testifying, because I know normally on my other shows, we normally just have a right now word and prayer and intercession, and the people don't sometimes have time to speak. Well, today is that day that callers can be live on the air and speak whatever God wants them to speak. Maybe on today, the listeners will be able to tell their testimony about the goodness of God and Jesus in their lives. They'll be able to what is going on or speak things that's going on today. And you know, it can't be an I Am Royalty show without me saying the famous phrase, this is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me, I Am Royalty listeners, and we rejoice and be glad. Save now, I beseech thee. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am excited on today. I see the call of study calling in on today, and I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about the places that he's taking us to, and I'm excited about the realms he's taking us to and all the great things that he is manifesting in our lives. Hallelujah. I won't be before you long, but I do have something on today that I want to share with you, and we're going to talk about a little bit about overflow on before I let the next song play. I know a lot of you are listening in through your computers, your laptops, your iPads, your phones, Skype, or even driving through your car through your Bluetooth. And I just want to let you motivate you on today. I want to know that you are a warrior, a trailblazer. You're God's gifted. You're chosen for the oil, and you are blessed by the best. You are a pioneer and an icon and a winner, and God has great things in store for you. Failure is not an option. Defeat is past tense, but all you do is win, and you are a winner, and you show walk in the power and the manifestations of God. I want to read to you something that the Lord gave me on today, and I know that it will bless your life. Hallelujah. And it's just as simple as this. I'm coming to you out of Luke 1, verse 37, out of the NIV version, and it's actually just one little sentence, and it's going to blow your mind back. Even though it's one sentence, it is very powerful. So if all of you have your Bibles or you driving, remember Luke 1, 37 on tonight. And read that and meditate on that word, because it really blessed me. Every time I read it and every time I listen to it through my Bible CDs, it just does something for me. And it says these exact words. No, I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to go out the New Living Translation, because this is not the one that I'm looking for out of NIV version. Yes. Yes, the NIV version. It says, Luke 1, verse 37 says these exact words, for no word from God will ever fail. Hallelujah. I just want to say that again to you. For no word from God will ever fail in your life. No word. I don't care if God said that you're going to preach to the nations, it won't fail. I don't care if he said you're healed in your mind, your heart, your soul, and your spirit, it will not fail. I don't care if God said that you're going to lay hands on the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, sickness, and disease, and cast out devils, it will not fail. I'm here to let you know that whatever the Lord has said in your life, the Lord's word is majestic, and it is powerful, and it will never fail. I don't care what your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your uncles, your haters, your friends, your husband, your wife, whoever says about you, for no word from God will ever fail. And whatever God said that he's going to do in your life, he will do it in your life if you just have faith and confidence and believe and speak the word of God and watch it happen. I'm here to let you know that if you name it in this season and hour, you claim it, you shall obtain it. I want you to know on today, kings and queens with riches, you are royalty and you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation and a peculiar people. And no word from God will ever fail. Hallelujah. No word. Yes. No word will ever fail. I'm here to let you know whatever anybody says about you, it will never fail. I'm here to let you know no matter what they look like and talk like at you, it will never fail. Whatever God says, it will fail. If he said you would have a breakthrough, it will not fail. If he said you are delivered, it will not fail. But it will not fail, but it will fulfill the purpose which it was sent out to do. Hallelujah. Meditate on that word on today, men and women of God. I want you to meditate on that, men and kings and queens and women of God. I want you to know that God has such great things in store for your life. Matter of fact, he's rotating it right now. He's rotating it right now. Whatever he said he's going to do for you is rotating and is coming your way, because for no word from God will ever fail. Hallelujah. It won't fail. It won't fail. It don't even matter. It won't fail. It won't fail. But it shall manifest. It shall come to pass. I'm here to let you know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And you just heard Luke 1 verse 37 says, for no word for God will ever fail. No word from him will ever fail. He said, you're going to be a millionaire. I'm sorry. Get yourself prepared for it. If you want to be a millionaire, you got to walk, think, talk, and act like a millionaire. If God said you're prosperous, you got to walk, talk, act, and think like you're prosperous. If God said you're going to be successful, you got to walk, talk, and act, and think like you're successful. The Bible says, whatever man thinketh, so is he. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, and then you know one today, for no word from God will ever fail. Hallelujah. Oh, God. No word will ever fail. I'm here to let you know failure is not an option. Don't you give up. Don't you throw in that towel. But you are a winner. You have chosen to be a winner. You're chosen to walk in greatness. You're chosen, for no word from God will ever fail. I feel it in my spirit. For no word will ever fail. You are the best at what you do. You are a masterpiece. And you are chosen to walk in great things. And I'm here to let you know that for no word from God will ever fail. No word. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if you don't even see it. Know that all is well. I don't care if you can't touch it. Know that all is well. I don't care if it lives in 10 years. Know that all is well. For no word from God will ever fail. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. For no word from him will ever fail. You are an apostle. You are a prophet. You are a prophetess. You are an evangelist. You are a pastor. You are a teacher. You are. That's who he chosen you to be. That's who he called you to be. You are a prayer warrior. You are an intercessor. You are a worshiper. You are a praiser. You are a missionary. You are chosen to walk in the anointing and the power of God. And it's time now for his children to walk in the apostolic anointing and the prophetic flow, and to know that for no word from God will ever fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you on today. This is the lunch and brunch hour. That means we're going to hear a word, we're going to listen to some music, and we're going to open up the phone lines, and we're just going to speak. If anybody has some prayer requests, in about another 5 minutes or so after I play this song, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and you can begin to speak your prayer requests, and we're going to pray for that thing. We're going to decree that thing. The Bible says in the book of Joel, whatever you decree, it's established, and it's going to be established, and whatever you prophesy, it's manifested. And the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the fruit therein. So we're going to eat the fruits of life, the fruits of blessings on today. I'm here to let you know on today. Today is the day that God will manifest it Tuesday. Let me say that one more time. Today is the day that God will manifest it Tuesday. Hey, ba 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 shit. Today is the day that God will manifest it Tuesday. It's not an accident you're calling on today. It's not an that you're listening on today, because you desire more from God, you seek more from God, and you know that if you can just hear a word from God, all is well. Hallelujah. For no word from God will ever fail. Hallelujah. I'm going to play right now Michelle Williams, Do You Know? And after that, we're going to open up the phone lines for prayer petitions and requests. Hallelujah.
I hate to see you cry. Seems like your world is torn apart. Just know that God is faithful. He'll heal your wounded heart. He knows the things that lie ahead to come your way. Keep standing on his promises, believing what he said. Do you know he
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Michelle Williams called Do You Know? Do you really know who God is in your life? Do you really know that he's the King of kings and Lord of lords? Do you really know he's Alpha, Omega, and beginning and the end? Do you really know he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider? Do you really know that he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee? Do you really know he's Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want? Do you really know he's Jehovah Tishnu, the Lord that hears? Do you know that he's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that sees? Do you know that he's Jehovah Mechanism, the Lord that sanctifies you and make you holy? Do you really know he's El Shaddai? Do you really know he's Elion? Do you really know that he is our Yahweh? Do you really know he's Adonai, the God of the universe and the world? Do you really know who God really is? You know, a lot of us say sometimes that, you know, I know God, but sometimes they really are not really sure who God is, because whenever a test, trial, or a tribulation becomes your way, they begin to, I can say, get in a doubtful mode, or they begin to get afraid. But I'm here to let you know on today, the Lord God did not give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind to overcome anything in your life. He have allowed you, equipped you, and gave you dominion over all things. The Bible says in Psalms 8, verse 6, the Lord has put you in charge of everything he has made. He's given you power, authority, and dominion over all things in your life. And just in case that is not good enough for you, Genesis 1, verse 28 says, replenish the land, multiply, subdue it, and I have given you dominion over the fish in the sea and the fowls in the air. Don't you know that you have dominion over that thing? Yes, 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 you do. You have dominion over that thing. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to read a little scripture that I've known this phone line that the Lord just dropped in my spirit as that song was on. And it's really just this simple. Psalm 68, verse 35 says, God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Don't you know that he has given you power? Don't you know he has given you strength? Don't you know he has given it to you? So whatever comes your way, it don't even really matter, because you have the power, the authority to speak to that. You have the power and authority to speak to whatever it is in your life. It has to be moved and cast itself in the sea. As Jesus said, nothing will be impossible for you. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm going to open up the phone lines to two people right now. And caller, you're live on the air. Your number starts with 509 and ends with 94. Hallelujah. Blessings. Caller, you're live on the air. Hello.
Yes, my name is Angela. I have a prayer request. My prayer request is the enemy is trying to keep my child away from me, and I need someone to pray for me, and I'm also praying for myself that the devil does not prosper in that aspect of my life. There's a lot of people rising up against me, false allegations and lies and everything, and I just need, you know, prayer regarding that situation.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. This is my new friend, Sister Angela. She came out to the conference that we had last week, and she was really tremendously blessed, and I thank God for you. And we're going to pray for that thing right now. I'm not even going to let that go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, God, on your daughter behalf, God, on your daughter Angela behalf, God, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue shall rise against us, shall fall in judgment and be condemned, oh God. Oh God, you said that you are a battle axe in a time of war. You said, God, that vengeance is yours, oh God. You said, God, that when we call on your name, you shall answer us, rescue us, be there with us, honor us, satisfy us, and give us your long life, God, and your salvation. Father God, I ask you right now to own head and work it out, God. Only you can do it. We just heard in your word that from no word from God will ever fail. God, we ask you right now, God, to go in on Sister Angela's behalf, God, and work it out, God. We know and trust in you that you can do it, God. We trust in you that you're able to do this exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that's working in us. God, we thank you right now for doing it, God. We exalt you right now, God, for doing it. We lift your name up, God. We know that you are able to do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Touch Sister Angela right now, God. Help her mind be at peace, God. And all the worries, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we cast it down. For it's written in your word, God, worries weighs a person down, but encouraging words cheers her up, God. Cheer her up, God. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Have your way in her life now, God. We rebuke all demonic forces, satanic attacks, unscriptural prayers, death wishes against her life. We plead the blood of Jesus against it now, and we send it to the dry places. Lord Jesus, sign it and go, God, that she is a warrior, and she will be used by you, God, to do what you have called and chosen her to do, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God, for her having power and authority over that thing, God. Power and authority to speak to every situation in her life. Everything in her life shall and will come subject to the word of God. And the blood of Jesus covers her doorpost now, God, because it is written in Hebrews 11, by faith the children of Israel put the blood of the Lamb over the doorpost to protect them from the destroyer. And I plead the blood of Jesus against every destroyer in her life. I rebuke whiplash, backlash, retaliation, sabotage, catastrophe, disaster, accidents, incidents, tragedy, calamity that comes up in her life. And I plead the blood of Jesus against it now. And I send it to the dry place where Jesus time to go now. Have your way in her life now, God. Only you can do it. Only you can do it, God. And it is done, and it is so. This is the decree of the Lord. It's established, and I'm sealing with a prophetic seal, and it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. It's done. Sister Angela, I want you to get you some blessed water. And I want you to begin to go anoint everything in your house. And when you anoint everything in your house, say, by the blood of Jesus, everything. I don't care if it's yourself, your clothes, your food, your couch, your TV, your utensils. Say, by the blood of Jesus. And the blood shall cover your house from the rooftop to the bottom. Every idol, person, place, or thing, nick and cranny, crack and crevice, hiding spots, anything in that house that's not right and not of God, it got to leave by the blood of Jesus. It got to go. No weapons formed against you shall prosper, but greater he that's in you than he that's in the world. And if God is for you, nothing in this world can be against you, and you are more than a conqueror. The Bible says in Psalm 24, lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up the everlasting door, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God strong in battle. Ha, ba, 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 sha, ha. You covered her by the blood. Ha, ba, ba, she. I want you to be able to call me soon and tell me about the testimony about what God has done in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines to another caller. It's anyone, 6134, caller, you're live on the air. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
I'm just calling this to be in the midst of the service. God is moving. And you all could just pray for me, pray my strength, that God continue to take me higher in him as I continue to seek to do his will.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Tony, I wanted to tell you this, but I was alive on the air, so I couldn't really get off into it. But as you had said what you said to me on my post on Facebook about what God is going to do in my life, and you said every time that everything I would tell you, it comes to pass, and you begin to hear everything that I say. I want to speak into your life right now. Woman of God, God is about to stir up inside of you. Hey, y'all, He's about to stir up the gifts inside of you your prophetic mantle shall come forth. In this season, Lord, of your life, you shall walk in your apostolic anointing and your prophetic flow. In this season of your life, woman of God, you got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you say. Because when you open up your mouth, God will manifest it. If you open up your mouth and begin to start speaking the word of God, you can begin to see it happen before your very eyes. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12, verse 16, now stand still and see this great thing that the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. In this season, woman of God, you're about to see things go manifest in your life.
Glory to God.
You are supposed to see God rain down his blessings and his ladder in your life. Right now you can say, Lord, I want to go higher in you, God. I kind of hear this scripture in my ear. The Bible says that Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Psalm 51 says, have mercy. David said this to the Lord. Have mercy and grace upon me, O God, because you're unfailing love. Everything in me, God. Purge me with your hyssop and purify with your sanctification. Father God, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a righteous spirit within me. Do not take me from your presence and don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
Give me the joy
of your salvation and make me willing to obey you, and I will teach your way to others, and they will return to you. That's the scripture I hear when I hear you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what you're saying to God. You're ready to go higher in God. You say, God, just have your way in me. God, I want more of thee. God, I want you. God, I want to get to know you better. God, I want to seek you. God,
Jesus.
Teach me your will. Teach me your ways. Teach
Come
me your
on,
word,
Jesus.
God. Lay me out on the table and take things out of me that need to be taken out. And mold me and shape me and form me. I hear you. I hear you, woman. And God said, because you don't ask for money. Because you don't ask for the death of your enemies. With a clean heart to have thy wisdom and thy understanding. God said, request is granted.
Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Request is granted for you. Hear your voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have got to send a spiritual tsunami over your life to take over and do everything in you, to twirl around everything in your life and put his hand in it. I'm talking about everything you touch is blessed. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 8, everything that I touch is blessed. That your footsteps be ordered by the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 1, verse 19, if I'm willing and obedient, I'll eat the good of the land. I'm talking about you're going to eat the fat. You can eat real good in the land. Because of the obedience to the word and the voice of God.
Thank you for confirmation. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hey, God. Thank you, Jesus.
This is time now, Joanna God, that you will no longer be in the back, but you shall be in the front. The Bible says that he that's last will be first, and he that's first will be last. And now God is going to put you first because he can trust you. You have been ruler. Over a few things, but God is going to make you rule over many. You can work some stuff out. You can take 100 and stretch it for a long time because God can trust you. And because God can trust you, he's going to make you ruler.
Come on.
Hallelujah. If it's
glory to your name,
your life, I rebuke it and I plead the blood of Jesus against it. It cannot stand in your life. Everything that anybody ever said about you, God has meant to make you stand up against them. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will give you a standing up against them. You shall stand tall, woman of God, and you shall look up to the hills which come at your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Much received. Hallelujah. Confirmation. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I have enough room. I have 10 more minutes left, so I have enough room for 2 more callers, and then that's it for the day. But tomorrow, we will do praise and worship. It will be worship and prayer, so you don't want to miss that on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Caller, your number ended in 0983. You are live on the air.
Hi, Sister Tashana, how are you?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Jacqueline Mackey.
Oh, praise the Lord, Sister Mackey. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I have a prayer request. I'm in California. I've been over here about 3 weeks now, taking care of Maya. Maya has been in the hospital, and she has a very unique condition where she was born with 3 ureters, and we only have 2. This is in regard to kidneys. And right now she has a nephrostomy tube in her kidney to get the fluid off of the kidney because it's destroying the kidney because the urine is going back into the kidney and it's not emptying all the way out. So it's been causing some very severe problems for the last 5 years. But the doctors did an ultrasound, and they realized what was causing the problem now. They did not know before this that she was born uniquely with three ureters instead of two. So mm-hmm. she has a PICC line to get the antibiotics and this nephrostomy tube in her body. But I'm believing that God is going to do a total new thing. She's already accepted him back as her savior in her life. And I could see where the Lord is working in her life. But I want you to just pray for her. She's on her phone in the other room, and she's been listening to your service. We did not know who it was at first when we first began to listen, and then we realized this is Sister Deshauna. So anyway, Maya is just, you know, she found you on the radio. We're here in California. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I came here to support my daughter in this situation that she's going through. So she's listening to you in the other room, and could you just give her some words of encouragement, Sister Deshauna?
Yes, I will. Praise the Lord. Maya, I want to let you know on today that you are here, woman of God. The Bible says in Luke, and I think it's the verse 8, the 13th chapter, talks about the woman who was bound for 18 years. And when the Lord pointed her out of everybody else, he pointed out, he said, woman, come to me. He said, woman, thou art loose, thou in purgatory.
Come on,
and I'm here to speak to your life right now in the name of Jesus. Maya, thou art loose of thou infirmity. The same Lord God that healed me four times from cancer is the Lord that's healing you right now.
I speak divine
healing to your body right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to your kidneys and every malfunctioning part of your body that it will come subject to the healing power of God. I speak that Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healed thee, that he touched you right now. The Bible says that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement pieces upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The Bible says in Luke 4, physician, heal thyself. Sister Maria, you got the power, the authority, and the dominion in you to lay hands on yourself and say, self, be healed. Physician, heal thyself. The Bible says in James 5, the power of faith to make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. And the Lord will raise them up. There is much healing to your life. I speak favor to your life.
Lord,
I speak that the Lord do a total restoration in your life, revival in your life, resurrection in your life, restoring in your life. Father, my shit. In your life, my God, I speak that you be like the lady with the issue of blood. When you touch the hem of his garment, you be made whole in your kidneys, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. I speak that every heavenly angelic angel who's on assignment that watch over you to go to your womb right now. Every watcher, every warrior, every healing, delivering angel, manifestation angel, replenishing angel to watch over you and to protect you. I plead the blood of Jesus upon you from the top of your brain vessel to the bottom of your foot vessel. I plead the blood of Jesus on your kidneys. God is the doctor that never lost a patient. I ask God now to do spiritual surgery on your kidneys. The same way the Lord healed my kidneys from cancer twice is the same way the Lord is going to heal your kidneys. I ask God right now to touch your body. Touch you right now. Make you whole right now. Transform you right now. Heal her. You said two or three degrees with anything in your name, God, it shall be done.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. heal, God. I know you to be a healer, God. You done proven to me that you are a healer. God, you said that we able to heal the sick, raise the dead, heal those with sickness and diseases, and cast out devils. God, I'm walking in my authority that I speak to her body now that she is healed. How about my shit? In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, heal, God. Stretch forth your mighty hand, God. Stretch her right now, God, and heal her, Jesus. How about shit? Oh, God, heal, God, heal.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the centurion told him, said, Jesus, speak a word to my house, and I know that my servant is healed. God, I ask you to speak a word right now to that hospital or her house, whatever she had done, and heal her. How about shit? Kill her now, God. Kill her, God. Help her to feel better today than she ever felt all week. Help her to feel better today than she ever did all month. Help this to be the best month and the best year of her life, God. In the name of Jesus. Kill her now, God. Heal her now, God. Keep her peaceful, sweet, God. If she in pain, take away the pain, God. In the name of Jesus. You be her medicine, God. Oh, God, you said you healed from all our sickness and diseases, and you ransom us, oh, God. Heal us now, God. You said the love of which of all things that we may prosper, even if we didn't control, even if our soul may prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
Yeah, come on, Jesus. Come on,
heal us now, God. Heal us now, God, in the name of Jesus. And it is so, and it shall be well. She got too much purpose and prophecy over her life. She shall live and not die and declare the words of the Lord and tell everybody all the wonderful things she has done for her. Devil, use a light and defeat it. Oh, cast your hand off the Lord's anointing. Hamabasha. It says, touch not my anointing and do our prophets no harm. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God, she's chosen to tell her testimony. She's chosen to live a long and prosperous life in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
She has work for her to do.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, according to your faith, be so unto you. Sister Maya, according to your faith, prayer is already shifting the atmosphere, shifting the stratosphere, shifting the hemisphere, shifting the core in the galaxy on your behalf. And now it's already done. I'm here to let you know on today, you shall rise up and take up your mat and be healed. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, sister.
God
is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he knows no boundaries. He can go anywhere and in his own power and his own strength and do what needs to be done. And I just
thank you for
those words of encouragement. And I'm telling you, we have in church over here in the house. Thank God. He's a good
God. I feel that. Oh, God. Oh, I wish I had more time. We're going some more. Oh, Jesus. Woo, have a shot. Oh, God, Sister Maggie, the Lord has anointed you to lay hands. Lay hands on your daughter and pray for her. Lay hands on her every day that you're there and speak over her life. The Bible says in the book of John, when Lazarus was sick and dead, Jesus said, not all sickness is known unto death. And I'm here to let you know this sickness is only a testimony of her faith. And I'm here to let you know you lay hands on her and she shall be healed.
And I will in Jesus' name. And as you were praying, that's what I was doing because I felt led by God to do that.
Confirmation. I didn't even know that, but I just heard God. Oh, God. Oh, girl, don't make me shout. Hey, how about shit? Oh, oh, shah, no, 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 oh, shah, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus, for confirmation.
Thank you, Lord God. God is a good God.
Oh, God. You know what? Today, I promise you. I love you,
sister. When I get back in town, I'm coming by to see you guys.
Amen, amen. You know what? This is so funny. I promise you, I don't even do a show on Tuesday. I had just got home, and the Lord told me to do my radio show. And you know, if I didn't do that radio show for nobody else, I did that for you and your daughter. If I didn't do this show for nobody else, I know God led me to do this show. Hey,
I believe that, because we're way over here in California, you know, and she was just fooling around with her phone. You know how you do stuff, so I know. Nothing happened by an accident. I believe it was divinely ordered by God, and we receive that prayer right now in the name of Jesus. We receive it. And I just thank God that He put you in a place where, you know, we can reach out and touch, you know, across the airwaves. 3,500 miles away. Who would have thought that, you know, we would have been on the radio with Sister Tashana Riley. I tell you, God is good.
Ain't he? Don't he put things in our life for a reason? Oh, my God.
I'm
crying over here. I'm so crying my lashes about to fall off. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, bless you, God. God has a sense of humor as well.
Yes, he do. To God be the glory. Oh, God.
Oh, but I love you, my sister, and give my love to the whole family of church members over there.
I sure will. I sure will. And I'm telling you, call me and let me know, because it's going to be a testimony. Because I promise you, the Lord promised me about a month ago that every word come to my mouth shall come to pass. And I've been getting so many testimonies of people saying that whatever I told them that came to pass. So I'm here to let you know she is healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
And I believe that right now. I do believe that by faith that my daughter is healed. But you have my phone number there, right? Because I don't have your number anymore.
Yeah, I see it right now on the screen on my studio. So I will write it down.
Lock it in and then call me later on when you have some free time so we could talk.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay.
I sure will. Have a blessed day. Kiss Maya for me.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I just thank you on today for this awesome show, God. I thank you, God, for my obedience. Oh, God, Abba Shaya. I thank you for my obedience, God, to listening to your small, still voice that told me to do my radio show. I was going to come home, Lord God, and finally sit back and relax, God. And I thank you for allowing me to do this show on today, God, that some people can be healed, made whole, and set free, God. I thank you, oh God, for being God of my life and Lord of my life. God, I just want to give your name glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody's listening right now. I'm sorry I couldn't get all of you on the airway on today, but we only have a 45-minute show, and we only have another minute left. But tomorrow at 1:30, we will be live in true worship. The Bible says in John 4, verse 23, them that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And on tomorrow, we will go in to the throne of grace on tomorrow. So whatever petitions you need before the Lord, call in, and we will pray together and watch God open up the heavens and shake the earth on our behalf.